Steve, just when you thought you'd turned a corner, that performance comes along.
Yeah, that's football, isn't it? That kicks you right where it hurts. And, yeah, it did. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah, making progress, turning it around. We're going to get setbacks, and today was a setback. That was not a typical performance of us, what we want. Very frustrating, very disappointing. Credit to Leicester. You know, they did their work, and, you know, you can see why they're top of the league at the present moment. Mm. But we were disappointing, and we need more consistency, and we need to know each week, you know, the level of performance we're going to get. Otherwise, we're going to win some, lose some, draw some, and continue to get setbacks.
Did you have any indication that you know, you might have a problem, or you know, it's that age old problem, isn't it? You send them out there and you're not entirely sure what you're going to get.
Well, you know, that's football anyway. That's football. And I think we said, you know, we got no excuses, and we said to them in there, you know, okay, people have been away on international duty, there's been this, there's been that, there's been disappointments along the way, there's been, but no excuse, no excuse. You know, and we're not here saying, well, we did this, we did that, we were poor today. And that's the honesty that we can say. The only thing that we can do is get back to work on Monday and work damn hard and make sure next week against Palace that we get back to the level of performance which over the last five or six games we've had, not collected the points, but the performance is the key. And like we said, you can't keep performing badly and win. We've got to perform better than that.
Is it a worry that last time out against Bournemouth, you know, the result may have masked the possibility that this was going to come? Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And we got punished. We didn't get punished against Bournemouth, but we got punished today. And, yeah, we, you know, you think, come on, that's a one-off, and Boyd, and get a bit of belief from the win. International never came at a good time for us. We know that, but that's no excuse. We've got to be better than that. We've got to show the fans better than that. And I understand their frustration and annoyance, and it's not right. It's not right, and we've asked for patience, and they've been very patient. But that performance, you know, we've talked about is not acceptable, and it won't win us games.
And I think the thing about this crowd is, you know, forget the entertainment, forget the winning of games, the application. If they see application, then they see effort. We didn't really even see that today.
No, we talked about that, and every game, you start and you look at your opponent and you roll your sleeves up. And that's what we must do, week in, week out. And, you know, that's we've stressed a lot of things already, and we'll stress a lot of things from Monday to Friday to make sure that we're right for next Saturday.
I suppose the strange thing is that the team you've played and been beaten by today spent 140 days consecutively bottom of the Premier League last season. You know, they were at death's door last season. They're top of the Premier League now. It can turn. Teams can evolve. Teams can change.
Absolutely. It takes character. It takes men. It takes a lot of ingredients. And you know, we are where we are. We know that. We know that there's talent and ability in that dressing room. And certain characteristics have to come out to make sure you get out, stay out, and get to number one, which Leicester have shown, and there's the example, and there's the example to them in there. And you're absolutely right. You know, we talk about the lessons of Leicester and how they were criticised, and a manager was this, a manager was that, and eventually got out of it. And other managers come in and taken it on, and that's what can happen. That's what can happen here. That's what I believe in, and I can't wait for Monday morning to get back to work.